Now it's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river.
Abandon all hope.
Baddie gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, now that the holidays are officially over, what is the mood like at Wright's Coin Shop?
Well, to tell you the truth, after Christmas at the coin shop is pretty much like Christmas at the coin shop. It just doesn't slow down.
And what do you think that is?
Well, collecting coins is a really wonderful thing to do when it's cold outside. That's just the way it is. We're usually a little slower in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. So Valentine's is coming up next, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You got some little pieces of silver with like Cupid on them, shooting a bow and arrow, right?
Probably.
Fluttering around.
Do you have any Martin Luther King Day like commemorative rounds or anything?
Absolutely.
There might be something in the box. I have no idea. You just have to go searching through.
Check it out.
We just give her all kinds of ideas.
King Day rounds are probably great sellers, aren't they?
Probably Valentine's Day is a little bit better.
So, Valentine's Day, do you find it's mainly women buying coins for men or vice versa?
It's mostly women buying coins for men.
Mm-hmm. Women, I mean, are they really excited on Valentine's when their boyfriend or husband gets them a coin instead of, like, some roses and chocolate or something?
I wouldn't be. I have people that bring me flowers and chocolate into the shop, so that's really nice for Valentine's Day or my birthday. But most of the time, it's women coming in to buy things for their men, but they feel better knowing that there are women in there that can help them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any coins that are actually chocolate? See?
No, I have before. I made a display out of little chocolate foil-covered coins, and everybody kept eating my display.
Mm. Well, that figures. Mm. You were covered with coinage at the 13th night.
I was.
You jingled and jangled the tipsy gypsy.
Yes.
So now, why don't you just have coins hanging off of you constantly every day?
I could do that. A little save them and roll.
But you should.
Yeah.
It might be a little distracting on the radio after an hour or two of that, but...
Yeah, everybody kept talking about how I jingled and jangled.
In fact, you and Kuka both had your own little accompaniment, your sound effect accompaniment, wherever you walked, right?
We did.
Mm-hmm. The two of you should have participated in a dance-off.
Oh, no. She's much, much better. We'll leave that to the professional.
So is there anything special going on at Wright's Coin Shop?
Just more inventory being worked up, lots of coins coming out, lots of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we just got a new collection in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's been worked up yet.
Mm-hmm. So, and of course, if people want to know more about what you do, if they're local, they can come see you.
Right.
If they're not, they can call you.
Right.
And there are options to do business long distance there.
Yes.
Yes. So, if somebody is in the Asheville area, how can they find you?
They can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Okay. And how can they call you otherwise?
Call me at 828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402 to call Shelley Wright. Shelley, do you think that they would be angry if you walked into a strip club with a big handful of silver coins and tried to tip the dancers that way?
Do I think the strippers would be upset?
I mean, it is legal tender, right?
Yeah.
You like a silver, what do these call these, silver eagles? Is that what you call
them? Silver eagles, right.
If you go in with this, that's a dollar, right?
It is a legal tender dollar, but
right.
It's worth more than, much more than a dollar.
It's worth maybe 30 bucks, but it's legal tender, it's a dollar. Mm. So I wonder if you go in, not that you would want to do that unless you were showing off.
Right.
I wonder if there's some way of tipping dancers with silver eagles.
Well, you can't really put them in their little costume.
I was watching a show the other night, and we'll get back to the stripper thing in a moment. I'm obviously going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
I was watching a show, and a guy got a handful of silver coins of some kind, and he said that one of them had a CC mark on it, and he said that was Carson City, and that he knew that this coin was worth $750. You know anything about that?
Carson City silver dollars, there were not very many minted mm-hmm. at Carson City Mint because most of the people didn't trust the Carson City Mint. So they sent things off to the San Francisco Mint. That's the S Mint.
Right.
So you just don't see a lot of things with the CC Mint mark. But when you do, no matter how rough a condition it's in, it's going to be worth quite a bit of money. So it is possible that he has a coin that's worth $750. It could be worth more than that.
Well, you know why strippers don't want to be tipped with silver dollars?
They're heavy. They fall off.
They're way too heavy.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when strippers get too heavy?
Their costumes fall off.
Things fall off.
In this case, the entire stripper fell off in Cleveland, plunged 15 feet while doing a dance move for a customer.
What?
Yeah. Cleveland, Ohio, says she tumbled from the second floor of Christie's Cabaret around 1 a.m., fell headfirst over a rail, and suffered, quote, major head trauma, end quote. At first, they wondered if she was thrown off the club's balcony. It turns out that everybody says it was just a bizarre accident. A 25-year-old man was receiving a lap dance from her. And says she, quote, grabbed the rail and tried to complete some sort of a jump-slash-dance move, end quote. He said he was facing away from the balcony, and at that point she tumbled over. And they claim that she is, like, in critical condition right now at the hospital.
Yikes.
Isn't that weird? It's raining strippers in Cleveland.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's you know, going to the strip club is weird enough, but that just takes it to the next level. That's what would happen if we all went to a strip club together. Something along those lines would occur. The timeline would twist and shift around one way or another. There's going to be a dead stripper at the end of the night. She might even end up underneath our mattress at the motel room.
Ooh, I remember that story.
Yeah, oh well, that's Cleveland for you. Let's go to Germany, shall we? Deutschland. This is not the type of story you would expect to read from Deutschland. But apparently, a German man there in Munich, he hooked up with a woman. We know what happens when a man loves a woman a whole lot. They became very intimate with each other. And eventually, however, he had to flee. And next thing you know, the police are involved. And they say that the guy told the cops that she was not satisfied. He was done, and she wanted more. And she was basically attempting to hold him hostage because she wanted more physical activity. And they say here that there actually is data. There's physiological reasons that a woman, they say for the most part, can never do that too much. But it can be harmful for a man. A man does have a limit. That there are tissues, they say, if given too roistering or prolonged a pummeling, can sustain damage. And, I mean, we're talking permanent damage. And I must tell you, I know a guy that this happened to. Now, it's not me. I know that sometimes guys say that, and they're talking about themselves.
I know
it's
who
not
you're talking
me. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes. I was thinking that
you know also,
about too.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend. He's a young, healthy, strapping man. But he came out of that evening with some serious injuries because he was being a little too reckless.
Through an unfortunate series of events.
That's exactly right. Lemony snippets or whatever. They say 12% of men aged 16 to 24 actually want to do that less often than women think they do. But they say that, you know, this German guy was 43, so he was really, he'd had enough. He knew what his limit was for the night. Oh, goodness, here we go.
Get the bell ready.
Yeah. Florida! What's happening in Florida? Here's what the headline says. A Florida woman went nuts after finding her husband in bed with another woman. She then whizzes and craps on the floor and then shoots the house apart piece by piece. 51-year-old woman went on a rampage, they say. And, you know, this is in Vero Beach, Florida, 2:30 in the morning. And, of course, the lady here, you can understand why a woman's going to flip out when she finds her man in bed with another woman. And you can see why that she probably grabbed a gun and started shooting things up. That's not too hard to understand how those situations escalate and occur. But why she ran around defecating and urinating on the floor, that loses me right there.
I don't get it.
I mean, have you ever been so angry that you've done that?
No.
Have you, Forrest?
No.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's one of those primate instincts where you just start throwing your waste at your enemies or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think a situation like that, I understand being upset, but, you know, perhaps be a little classy about it.
Yeah, it's probably best to just leave and cool off a little while.
Yeah.
Before you make your decision about how to proceed next when that happens.
Break up.
Well, that reminds me about what this guy did, this actor, who is a star in the Twilight series. Have you heard this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back. Now, because I know you like the Twilight movies, right, Shelley?
I've seen the first one.
Okay, well, maybe you know who this guy is. I'll tell you who he is and what he did, and it's pretty bizarre. It's pretty, I don't know. I can't explain it, but I'm not here to explain things. I'm just here to report the news. I'm like Walter Cronkite of the insane. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to the show called Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be back with more stories right after this. that means is that we talk about some of the stuff happening in the news that you don't hear about through the mainstream media so much. Some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, often more seedy and sordid, saving it for you late at night. So keep that in mind. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Here's a strange story from Springfield, Illinois. The pastor of a church in Springfield called 911 from the rectory and told the dispatcher that he needed help getting out of handcuffs and that he was having a hard time talking because he was wearing a ball gag. So the dispatcher says, "You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs." And he says, "Yeah, I was playing with them and I need help getting out." He told the dispatcher he was alone in the rectory. It's not clear exactly how he ended up in handcuffs or what all was going on or why he feared a medical emergency. His voice is sort of garbled and muffled, and you know, when the police got there, that's when they found that he had the ball gag in his mouth. The diocese has been tight-lipped about this, saying only that the bishop granted the father's request for a leave of absence. They're not saying too much more about this. How does a priest end up ball gagged and handcuffed in the rectory? All by himself somehow.
Divine intervention.
That must be it. Maybe he's going to give birth to the second coming. Oh, my goodness. Here's one from the UK. Ex-madam plans to open a new brothel exclusively for disabled customers. She says everyone deserves to experience and enjoy this. The UK's first brothel reserved for the disabled. She's going to spend about $100,000, something like that, in U.S. money. Says, quote, "People have the same urges, whether they're disabled or not. Everyone deserves to experience this kind of contact. A soldier who comes home from the war disabled doesn't stop being a normal, healthy person with normal, healthy needs. For many, disability can get in the way of fulfilling those needs. It can be very frustrating and painful. Our new brothel will be kitted out with ramps and hoists for wheelchair access, just like any other service for disabled people." End quote. Two-room establishment called Paradoxies, from the old English word for prostitutes. And they say they'll care for the client's day-to-day needs. How do you feel about that? Shelley, you want to go first? It's a tricky one, isn't it?
That is a very tricky one.
Yeah?
Yay.
Equal opportunities.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's kind of like a feel-good story about a really taboo, dark subject.
Yeah.
Now, and this, usually that's from Great Britain or England?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Where is where are brothels legal, and where are they legal?
Holland. I don't think they're...
That's in England, though, isn't it?
Holland? Is in the Netherlands. Oh, this is in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said it was from Great Britain.
This is from the UK.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, the story is written in a UK paper about a brothel in Holland.
No. The whole thing takes place in the UK.
Okay, so where is it legal to have brothels in the UK?
I don't know if legality is being discussed here too much.
Because, I mean, if someone said they were going to open a brothel in the United States, you would think Nevada.
Right. But you're saying, well, obviously, if, you know, she's making it out like it's legal, but maybe it's not legal. You'd think they wouldn't have a newspaper release about this.
Right.
Otherwise.
I mean, there's some kind of probably some kind of loophole, something somewhere, like we have in the United States, where it's
right,
legal.
Right. I don't know. They don't even address that, oddly enough. But hey, I've said this before. I've never visited a prostitute, but I don't see any problem with two consenting adults, being able to make that arrangement. It makes no sense to me that you shouldn't be able to do something for a fee that's okay to do for free.
Right.
That's my opinion. So, yeah, you know, these folks can... everybody deserves it. If they want to give it, okay with me. But here's one from California. Miley Cyrus apparently received a blow-up doll for Christmas. They say that she had a completely nude female blow-up doll riding with her in the passenger seat of her car recently. She tweeted out and said, hey, does this count for the carpool lane? You know, recently we read a story about somebody putting out a Miley Cyrus blow-up doll.
Yeah.
And she was going to supposedly sue them.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, but she never did. So now, if she ever decided to, this would probably not look good for her plaintiff's file.
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay, here's one from Honduras. The Honduran ambassador to Colombia was forced to resign because his bodyguard held a Christmas party at the mission, and they had a big orgy there. Yeah. They say that they had a variety of prostitutes. And things got out of hand, however. They say these prostitutes, after they got good and liquored up, they stole embassy computers and cell phones, and they defecated on the desks of the ambassador and the commercial attaché.
What is it with people and bodily functions?
It began around 10 p.m., ended around 5 in the morning. And now, the funny thing is, well, you know, again, this is the Honduran ambassador to Colombia. Maybe that's just good relations. That's good, what's the word I'm looking for here? Diplomacy?
Diplomacy.
Yeah, it is Colombia, after all. But do you recall that Colombia is where the U.S. Secret Service got into trouble? Because they went there with the president at last April, I guess, and they got involved in a similar scandal involving prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there must be a big network of prostitutes that are just, you know, I don't want to say the word I was going to say, but they're available for visiting politicians and their staff. Very, very easily available. A very viable scenario. But does anybody really care about what happens between Honduras and Colombia? I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Let's see here. Story from Florida. A stripper in Hallandale Beach was arrested after tossing a traffic cone at a random motorist and then spitting in his face. She was dancing naked in the middle of the street. Okay. We get the picture. Next story. This is from Miami, Florida. Naked man shot after attacking a dog. It says a naked man jumped the fence of a home and began choking a Rottweiler. That's got to be crazy, right? Says the dog's yelps awakened the homeowner, who came outside, confronted the attacker. The intruder, who was later identified as a 20-year-old resident, turned his attention from the dog to the homeowner. The man jumped on the homeowner and began choking and biting into his flesh. Fearing for his life, the homeowner fired his gun twice, hitting the guy. Apparently, he ended up just shooting the guy in the face. He said that the guy was chewing his arm all to pieces, though. Despite being wounded, the zombie here did not give up the fight and kept biting the homeowner. The guy said at this point he fired his weapon a third time, but it jammed. So police finally got there and were able to take this guy into custody. How many of these stories do I have to read? You know, what the hell?
And at what point in these stories will somebody shoot the zombie in the head?
That's the one thing nobody's learned from all these movies and stuff. Okay, when we come back, we'll be in the final minutes of tonight's program. And I have three stories I've saved here just for the end. As usual, the deepest, darkest bottom of the pile. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. Joshua P. Warren, you're listening to Speaking of Strange. This is the hour when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the more potentially outrageous material. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That is your warning. That's why we read these late at night. A lot of the stuff is more sordid and seedy, but they are real stories to our knowledge. Nonetheless, you can go look them up yourself. That's what we have our Facebook page for. Find a bunch of stuff on the Facebook page. Also, I mentioned this earlier. Be sure, if you have not yet, to go to sunshinesimple.com and take a look at the new nonprofit foundation. I know that sounds like loads of fun, but there's a video there I shot. A brand new video just posted explaining about this foundation. I think that you'll like it. Just go check it out. Go to sunshinesimple.com. In fact, Mr. Mobius contacted me and said that we have a Sunshine Simple Junior unit that we're going to sell here and give somebody a $50 discount and somehow, you know, tie that into getting more people to the website to look at what we're offering there. So sunshinesimple.com. Sunshine, moonshine, twilight. You are a Twilight fan. You said you liked the first one, Shelley. Have you seen the others?
No, I haven't seen the others.
Really? So how much of a fan can you be then?
I know.
I bet there are little girls out there who are like, ugh, she's not a fan. She's a wannabe Twilighter.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a wannabe.
Well, I think this guy, this actor, has been in all of them since the first one. I hope I'm saying his name right. Bronson Pelletier?
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, I showed you a picture of him. And
you did.
Apparently, he played a character named Jared Cameron in Breaking Dawn Part 1, Part 2, Eclipse, New Moon. I don't know. I mean,
I didn't see any of those. So yeah. That's why he didn't look familiar.
Well, TMZ says that he was right in the middle of LAX last month. Now, of course, that's the huge airport there in Los Angeles. And there's a video, they claim, of an airport employee approaching this actor. And they say he stumbles around, whips out his manhood, and starts urinating right in the middle of the floor for a long time. And they say, interestingly, the airport employee stands by patiently waiting for him to finish. Well, what else is he going to do, right? Get peed on? Waits there until police show up and arrest him. So they claim they've busted him for public intoxication at LAX after getting thrown off a flight for being too drunk. And witnesses said that he urinated at the gate moments after he was removed from the plane. The actor has insisted he did no such thing, but they say there's video that's pretty clear. And knowing how airports are nowadays, there probably is video. A rep for the actor has told TMZ that the actor realizes he has issues.
You think?
And he's got to be entering a treatment program pretty soon.
For alcohol abuse or peeing all over the place?
Chicken or the egg? I don't know. I've been on a lot of airplanes, and I've had my share of airplane drinks, but never done that.
Yeah.
Never stuffed myself to that extent. So, you know what's weird to me is that some of these actors in particular, life is good for them, whether they realize it or not. I mean, when you look at the state of the world out there, how hard people are working and struggling to get by, and these actors are blessed with good looks and talent or whatever, and then they go out and they pretend all day and get paid hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. They get treated like royalty wherever they go. It's amazing to me that those actors can have such a blessing in their lives and have no concept of just how careful they need to be to preserve that.
Right?
I mean, if the average guy, just the average working man, doesn't go pee in the middle of the floor in LAX, why should this actor do this, right? If you had a Twilight contract, would you even put yourself in a scenario in which this could possibly happen?
No.
Yeah. It's just weird to me how these people can take for granted what they've been given, and all they have to do is just behave.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be nice to people. You should, but you don't have to. But don't pee in the middle of LAX. You know, are we going too far? Are we asking too much?
I don't think so.
Well, there you go. That was a rant for all you working people who don't pee in the floor. You're welcome. Next, we go to Isla Mirada, Florida. Woman set fire to mattress where ex-boyfriend and another woman were sleeping. They say maybe she just wanted to rekindle their old flame. Arrested for breaking in. Yes, we need the rim shot, don't we? I know Callender uses that. Well, do I really need to go into details? I think you get the picture. Woman goes in. She gets ticked off. She catches the bed on fire. Here's a similar one. This is from Vero Beach, Florida. Menage a trois plus baseball bat equals arrest in Vero Beach. what apparently began with repeated requests to engage in a menage a trois ended after a baseball bat came out and a sheriff's deputy was called. A guy here, he's 44, arrested on an aggravated assault charge following the incidents there that involved his 40-year-old wife and a man identified as his 37-year-old friend. So the guy wanted the wife. Actually, no, wait a second. I think what happened here is the guy wanted the other guy to get it on with his wife, and the guy didn't want to, right? And have you ever been in that situation, Forrest?
No.
I have. Years ago, there was a couple, married man and wife, and they asked me to participate in their sex life. And I had no interest in that.
Thank you, no.
If anything like that is ever even going to happen, I'm going to be the only man in the room, I tell you that. But in this case, apparently this turned into a big fight. And so, baseball bat comes out. Everybody gets irate. They're swinging the baseball bat. I don't know how damaging this was. But things got really heated when apparently the husband is asking the friend, just touch her, you know? If you just touch her here and there, you'll get into it.
Oh my God.
It's more specific than this, but I'm just, you know, I'm doing my best here. But the friend wouldn't refuse. He was trying to ease him into it. And then finally, he just, you know, the fuse popped.
Touched your wife!
The fuse popped down there in Vero Beach, Florida, and the baseball bat came out, and things got uglier. There's ugly, and then there's uglier. Next story. I think we'll maybe hold off until we get back from the break on this one. What is this? There's one from Michigan, San Jose, California, the UK. Springfield, Illinois, Honduras, Florida. It's happening everywhere, especially Florida. But yeah, I don't even know if I can make it through all this. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. of tonight's Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Keep in mind, we have content here that, well, you know, these are news stories, but they're not for the kiddies. They're not for the easily offended. They're more controversial, outrageous, often sordid and seedy, which is why we share them late at night. And also, I want you to visit speakingofstrange.com and, you know, check out the links we have there to interesting content. You can read some of these stories for yourself, see that we don't make them up. And you'll also find podcasts there of this program that goes back quite a ways. It's all free. You don't have to sign up or do anything complicated. Just download the MP3, and, you know, you can download it to whatever device you like to listen on, and then you can enjoy the show at your leisure. I have never posted anything on Craigslist. I don't know why. I never have. Have you, Forrest?
I have.
Have you? And how about you, Shelley?
Nope.
So, Forrest, you recall what you posted, or was it...
Actually, I was doing some research for some ghost stories one time, and
I remember that.
Put a hit out on Craigslist, and I think that's all I've put up there.
Apparently, you can just put whatever you want, you know, and who knows what'll happen. Here we have Huffington Post has shared this article about a guy in Queens, New York. He is an art collector. And he keeps posting on Craigslist that he wants to swap artwork for a combo, two-hour massage, and enema. There's a picture of one in particular. It says, quote, "I'm willing to swap this rare 1950s poster for a nice two-hour massage and internal cleansing." End quote. They say, you know, this is apparently going to be an ongoing, steady thing for him. Massage and internal cleansing. That's quite a combo.
Yeah.
Next story from Brazil. Once again, another woman is the latest to auction off her virginity. This is becoming common now in Brazil. 18-year-old woman says she wants to sell her virginity to the highest bidder in hopes of raising enough money to cover health care costs for her ailing mother who recently had a stroke. Aww.
That's so sad.
That's sweet.
Just give her the money.
And
she'll get it, all right.
Yeah. So they say, you know, she's, I don't know where you post this type of thing, if there's an auction service. Probably Craigslist. You just put it on Craigslist. They say about 14,000 people have viewed her auction, and so far the highest bid is $35,000. So I don't think that's too shabby. 35 grand, it's still going to go up, I guess. What an icky thing to do, though, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Just set up a benefit fund and take some donations.
Yeah, do what I'm doing. Get on
yes.
the radio and beg like everybody else.
Yes.
Get a GoFundMe account. You might at least cover something. Okay, now here's the last one. This is just, you know, something I had to bring up, of course, because last year, 2012, as you know, I was tricked into eating bull balls. For the first time. You still haven't had balls, have you, Forrest?
Yeah.
Shelley?
Nope.
Okay. Well, not surprisingly, this is a story from Colorado. This started out as an April Fool's joke, but now it's real. A company in Denver called Wincoop Brewing is launching their signature Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout. And yes, this is a beer. It's a bull ball beer. Okay, they say it'll cost around $7 for a two-pack. You can imagine the process, okay? They just have huge containers of these things, and they're squishing them up, and they're juicing them and all that. As far as the flavor, they say luscious, creamy stout with loads of flavor, everything from roasted barley and coffee to chocolate and nuts, an assertive foreign-style stout, slightly viscous with a deep brown color, has equally deep flavors of chocolate syrup, Kahlua, and espresso, along with a palpable level of alcohol and a savory umami-like note. I don't know what that is. Finishes dry and roasted with a fast-fading hop bite. 7%. I think I'll pass, and that's going to do it for this edition of the show. Tune in next week for a brand new one, barring a ball game. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Keep tuning in, my friends. You are commanded.